This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, listen to your history and align to as to what you should, it's suggested talk, no doubt, that you might emulate today concerning corrupt politicians. I mean, we heard during the break that Nancy Pelosi thought, we heard that Paul Ryan thought. I mean, we're giving the microphone and we're giving ear to those that are committing crimes against we the people on a daily basis. That's enough for me to understand as to what they're doing. They're trying to set them as the precedent as to who we're to tolerate and accept on a daily basis. And for the most part, they've succeeded concerning the American people. Now, let's take that and let's contrast that to the likes of our forefathers, namely Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of them. He said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their tradition and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions that they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to," listen carefully, "to tyranny, not good government, armed resistance to tyranny, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Is this the example that's set for us on a daily basis, or is the opposite? No, what we have today is the tyrants, those that operate arbitrarily, those that work for special interest groups, they're set before the people. Again, the mic is set to their mouths so they can be the example that they want you to follow, friends, or at least tolerate, right? But when you get to the point where you tolerate, keep in mind the mainstream media succeeds. And again, friends, we're listening to the likes of two criminals that are telling us what's appropriate or inappropriate concerning comments made by anybody as far as that goes, friends. I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We're going to be talking about that during the second, third, and fourth segments today concerning the founding forefathers meant to unite by, listen, dividing. Listen to me carefully. The founding forefathers meant to unite the nation by dividing. Dividing from who? That's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here. Friends, you ready for this again? Snopes, you know, the fact checkers, you know, the state-controlled media and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they set them as to be the fact checkers. Did you know that Snopes was, again, found out to be the frauds that they are? They're carrying water for Muhammad. The self proclaimed fact checker Snopes.com has harshly been criticized for its leftist bias. Let's call it for what it is. It's criminal bias, and it's so often the case, a tilt to the left, the criminal side, also mean a willingness to foster ignorance and complacency about the nature and the magnitude of the jihadi threat in America. Why would there be institutions concerning your media and government representation and bureaucracy? Why would there be the implication, friends, that they're there to actually cover for those that would commit the act of a jihadi threat or act of a jihad upon us in this country. You got to ask yourself that question. Who are they working for? After a billboard went up in Indiana pointing out six unsavory aspects of the life of Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, Snopes labeled the billboard charges mostly false. But the label, and that label applies far more accurately to Snopes' report than to the billboard. Why is the billboard under attack for exposing who they are concerning the prophet Muhammad if he means to bring harm to America? This is craziness, friends. Muhammad married once. He married a six-year-old girl. This was highlighted on the billboard. Just the unthinkable. And I don't even like actually broadcasting this, some of this stuff, friends. Tortured and killed unbelievers was another highlight. And then we go on to 13 wives, 11 at a time. He was a rapist. We know that he was a pedophile. He was a slave owner. He beheaded 600 Jews in one day. And yet for some reason or another, Snopes doesn't want you to know the facts. And again, friends, why is that? Why are they opening the door to those that are being used to upend American sovereignty? Well, friends, the fact of the matter is they are, and we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country concerning the illegals, and namely our representatives, friends, that are actually opening the doors to those that mean to bring harm to America. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, why is that the case? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Washington Post, Thomas Jefferson declared war on Muslim states. He didn't cook iftar dinners for them. But why is that happening from the People's White House under Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years? Folks, here's some good news for you. Those that have been following the Bundy case, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. FBI agent who took shot at Lavoy Finicum is now formally charged. He is indicted for his crime against we the people, those that were, namely Lavoy Finicum, who was taking the time to expose tyranny within the government. And it's interesting how the American people, for the most part, have left off, and I'm saying for the most part, the concern as to what's going on concerning the Bundy trials and, folks, how they are supercharged and how they are working against those that are exposing corruption in government, namely Hillary Clinton, namely Harry Pelosi, both for committing the act of treason by stealing away the land of those that are thrown in prison and charged for treason against America. No, folks, they're not charged for treason against America. What they're being charged for is exposing those that are committing the act of treason. Again, let's wake up and pay attention to what's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Dick Durbin. Now, just to prove again, this just keeps coming across the board, friends, and I want to highlight this again to reaffirm, to reinforce the things that we talk about on this show. Senator Dick Durbin refuses to release his emails with gunmen who shot Congressman Scalise. Hey, folks, a senator named Dick Durbin, a longtime tool of Muslim supremacy here in America and uber criminal left hardliners, has blood on his hands, and there's a subpoena concerning the emails that he refuses to release. Listen to this. This is a representative of we the people that refuses to release his email with gunmen who shot Congressman Scalise. Why is that, friends? How is it, America, that you give these people a pass on a daily basis? How is it that the mercy of God is to expose these people for who they are, and when the mercy is exposed and actually manifest concerning uncovering the crimes of those that are committing the crimes, why is it that the American people fail to do their due diligence when it comes to enforcing the law against the crimes of those that are supposed to work for we the people? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the age of no privacy, the surveillance state shifts into high gear. That's written by John Whitehead, lead attorney for Rutherford Institute. Folks, check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on my Facebook. We have about, let me just do this since we're live right now. Just to let you know how many people are interacting on a daily basis, and we totally appreciate it because we are in this together. And there's many people in this country that understand that we're in this together. We have, I believe, 600,000 followers on Sons of Liberty Media. And with that, we have 567,000 that we're following on a daily basis. So again, that's on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account. For what that is worth, that is Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, double E, double E. And if you'd like to give us a call at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because, I'll tell you why, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, is it not? Yes, indeed it is. Yes, indeed it is. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance, not to the good guys, but to the bad guys, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Let me just rewind just a little bit. They were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. Now, today, We can't say that that's true as to who we are in the present, as to what our forefathers established many, many years ago, 200 and some odd years ago, 240 years now. I mean, America, you're born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. Keep in mind, it was the good guy throwing off the bad guy, but also keep in mind, it was the tyrant King George III that was calling the good guys the bad guys. And it's happening today, too, in America. I mean, the media, when they keep giving the approbation of special interest groups, because that's who the media works for, is big corporations. As a matter of fact, the media is owned by six corporations. But when they keep giving approval to the likes of Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi, none other than Hillary Clinton. Matter of fact, I have a live feed here, now that she came up. It's interesting, we've talked about this before, but who is continuously blowing Hillary Clinton in the wind, attempting to justify her at every given turn? Who's doing it outside of the media, friends? And it shows you who she is working for, and it shows you that the media is there to protect her. That she's on the same side, because they're not condemning her. They keep her out there. I have 8 covers of Hillary Clinton on Time magazine. Friends, who keeps attempting to normalize this criminal? The media does. The media does. And I said during the first break here, friends, the first segment, or right before the first break, interestingly enough, it's the media putting the mics up to these mouths of those that have been found out committing crimes against we the people over and over and over again. They want to set the bottom on the top. They want them to be your ceiling, your standard. They want you to emulate them. And if you don't emulate them, friends, at least put up with them. But our forefathers didn't lead that example. As a matter of fact, the founding forefathers meant to unite this country by dividing this country. Well, what do you mean, Bradley? Well, the founding forefathers established documentation such as the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the U.S. Constitution, which is all laid out on the Mosaic Institution, which are set in place to unify, listen carefully, in righteousness. Read Leviticus 19:17. It set in place our founding documents, friends, to unify us in righteousness under God in separation from the wicked as well as tyrants. Who are the wicked? Matthew 10:34. That's a different perspective, isn't it? Well, where did they get that from? Well, we know that 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. They were preachers, friends. The least religious signer we know is Thomas Paine. And we know that he was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged unto God. That was the least of the Christian folks. That would be the most of what you see men do today that call themselves Christian. This was the lowest common denominator. He was the worst of men in so many views. And I'm talking about the eyes of men, because of his lack of Christianity. But this man, Thomas Paine, was over in France rebuking scientists who were taking away praise from God, which will never happen. But where did they get this? The founding fathers meant to unite by dividing. Because that's exactly what we see through their founding documents. Well, when you go to Matthew 10:34, Jesus said, "Think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword." Yeah, that's the Jesus of the Bible. He said, "For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Oh, Bradley, if you're trying to divide people... Well, wait a second. Truth divides. You're dividing our family, Bradley, because of what you're preaching. That's what the Word of God does. Because there's some people that are going to take heed to the truth, and there's others that won't. And there's others that can't hear or see. The Word of God is the very purpose of dividing the wicked from the just. We know on Judgment Day, the analogy was given that he's going to separate the just from the wicked, the goats from the sheep, the righteous from the unrighteous. See, the difference concerning what our forefathers did by uniting us, by dividing us, is they dealt with those criminals. And those who are there, those are those that were divided from amongst the righteous. And so it is in every country. And so it is in every country, friends. We need to think about this. The founding fathers established documentation like the Declaration of Independence, which proves my point to a T that the forefathers meant to unite us by dividing us from tyranny. Remember what President John Adams said. He said our Constitution is made for a moral people and a religious people under the Christian umbrella. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That was the second president of the United States of America. I mean, when you look at the teachings of Jesus, it's almost like, whoa. I mean, let me take it a step further. Still the same trunk. We're just talking about another branch off of that tree. Remember, Jesus said this. He said that in Matthew 10:37, he that loveth his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's why you always hear the religious regurgitation of, well, you know, it's first God, then my family. No, God gave you your family to be a part of where your heart is. God is the one that established that. You don't separate that. Going back to Matthew 10:38, Jesus said, and he that doth not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. See, nobody talks about the cross. And that's why nobody lives the power of God through redemptive power. There's very few that do. He said, he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. I mean, this is a foreign gospel to America, because it's always omitted during Sunday's storytelling times. But again, friends, there is division in everything we do. There is the righteous and there is the unrighteous in all that we're called to do. You know, we highlight the crimes taking place in this country, but we always magnify the law concerning the criminal before the end of every show. And that's God's moral law. See, the law is spiritual. We are carnal, sold under sin. See, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and true and right. It's upright. And we also know when that law comes, sin revives. And when sin revives, we see the wicked, don't we? We see why men need the Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21. But again, this isn't preached today. This is completely foreign to the people in this country, for the most part. Not to all. And it was the message that our forefathers gave us, because we understand that the forefathers, the founding forefathers of America, they meant to unite us by dividing us. And also keep in mind, friends, when you look, and I'll get to it in just a moment here. I'm going to go over to Ephesians 4, and I'm going to talk about the bond of peace, which is brought by the Holy Spirit. Remember, the wheat and the tares are going to be divided? Well, one belongs to the Holy Spirit, and one belongs to the judgment of God. And it's for men to choose whom they're going to serve. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back talking about the founding forefathers.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Way is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so we're talking about how truth divides. The founding forefathers meant to unite by dividing. Well, folks, doctrine does that. The Word of God does that. Everybody requires it. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Excuse me, friends. Luke 12:51. Do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? Question mark, said Jesus. He said, no, I tell you, but rather division. See, our forefathers knew this. See, the Word of God, friends, not only does it divide, but it also unites. It binds together the hearts of God's people who celebrate the truth of God together. And when you go to Ephesians 4, where I was going to go right before the end of last break, before the end of last segment, in Ephesians 4, verse 3, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Well, peace officers enforce the law, right? And as long as you're obeying the laws of the land, you're at peace with those that enforce the law. Now, this is the key right here. And we have the documents, the founding documents that our forefathers gave unto us to remain a free people by uniting to the truth of God's moral government. Listen, there is one body. There is one Spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. One faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Wow, wait a second. So it's this one thing, you know, like when you read the law of God and it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And who is that we are to follow? Follow me is what the Lord said. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Not follow other gods, false gods. No, when we follow the one true God, that's what's going to unite us, America, first and foremost. That's the presupposition to this conversation. You have to have that within your understanding, first in your heart, then your head. God speaks to the heart, not the head. And then when you understand that, you'll begin to understand why we are united, but that truth also divides. See, when you hear the left and the right, there's division going on. The right thinks they're right, and the left thinks they're right. And they're both wrong. God is right. And if they're on God's side, then they're right. You act right, you are doing right, you are right. But again, the founding forefathers meant to unite us by dividing America. And that's why America has always been a utopia in so many different ways for worlds to observe. And I'll get to that in a couple moments. But this, again, is the reason we're called the light of the world. This is the reason we're called the freest nation on earth. It's because of who our God is. And we knew this before 1962, but then back in 1962 when the American people rolled over in the face of a bunch of black-robed tyrants called Supreme Court justices, they began committing oligarchies against we the people in favor of other foreign laws that they wanted to make applicable unto us. And therein began the war. Because the Bible tells us in Judges 5:8 that when there's other gods within the gates, though there is no other gods, there's going to be war. And that's why you have a civil war looming in America within the next 10 to 15 to 20 years, America, if you don't get a hold of what's going on here today concerning foreigners coming into America that are not here to assimilate, that want to establish something called Sharia law. And they're using every immoral group of people in an attempt to upend your sovereignty. Now, keep in mind, President John Adams said that. I didn't. Our Constitution is made for a moral people and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's what remains and causes us to remain free, friends. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Now, when we go to President Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, he was the one that said to study the Constitution. He was the one that said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in the courts of justice. Why? Because he knew that the Constitution, our founding documents, were the harvest of the Word of God in so many different ways. Now, friends, we know that history also teaches us the lesson that many want to learn so that history does not repeat itself. So this is a positive, not a negative. And on the other hand, there are those that could care less about the lessons that need to be learned. But I want to address those who do not want to see the evils of the past repeated in the present. I mean, after all, again, the message since day one in my ministry has been prevention is better than cure. Folks, in this country, our forefathers under God have given to their posterity, me and you, the American people, the privilege of being the government. Now, remember what President Abraham Lincoln said again. Love him or hate him, he was right. He said, government for the people, by the people, and then he said, for the people shall not perish from the earth. But, of course, he got this from the famous translator and preacher John Wycliffe, who said, the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And see, that's why when we go back to the likes of Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, who said that our republic rests upon the Bible. I mean, just think about what he said, John Wycliffe. Government for the people, by the people, for the people. That was Abraham Lincoln. Wycliffe said the Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. The only thing that Abraham Lincoln omitted there was the Bible. Hey, folks, we didn't make this up on our own. This is through divine, interjection. And you can use the word interjection, but inspiration. is even a better word. I mean, you look to the Declaration of Independence, which our forefathers have handed down to us in the past, present, and future generations. And when you look at what it reads, it says that to secure these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. You need to get that in your mind through memory, so it falls into your heart. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new governments. Read Exodus 20, Amos 3:3, 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 19, and James 4:4. Then when we look at the preamble of the United States Constitution, we find we the people, again, are the governments of the United States in order to form a more perfect union in all 50 states, establish what's the first thing? Establish justice. Justice. According to God's moral law. And ensure domestic tranquility. See, folks, the framers had reason to seek to ensure domestic tranquility because literally domestic tranquility means peace and quiet at home in America as opposed into other nations. Tranquility for the framers meant the absence of riots, rebellions, and similar symptoms of social disorder. And the way to actually suppress that is through the rule of law. Not through force, but through the rule of law, teaching men the fear of God to depart from committing the crime. In America, you have a system that teaches you three strikes and then you're out. You have a system teaching you how to commit the crime through Hollywood, through television, through corruption in the Supreme Court, through corruption through your representatives, because of all roots back to the corruption of the church and the American people. When you look at the Constitution again, it means to provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare. That doesn't mean, friends, take from the working class and give it to the non-working class. Has nothing to do with it. General welfare, the concern of the government is for morality, peace, and safety of its citizens, to restrain men from sin. Providing for the welfare, the good of the general public is a basic goal of government. It's basic. It's fundamental. And secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, our family lineage, our kids, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America. So folks, I want you to listen carefully again. The founding forefathers meant to unite by dividing. And we are singled out over and over again over the last 240 years in this country as the greatest nation and the freest nation on earth. Who can do that, friends? Who can do that? Only God can. And that's exactly what God has done. But there also comes a separating power. And the separation comes through the truth that's given. You notice how the first casualty in war is always the truth? Well, you know what? Many times it's the truth that causes the war in which you need to win, America. And that means you need to deal with the corrupt. Because what I quoted from the very offset of today's show is what none other than Roger Sherman, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said. When he said, sad will be the day when the American people forget their history, is what he's saying, their traditions, who they are, where they came from. And no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. The tyranny, America, that you accept today is what they resisted because God commanded it through the enforcement of His law. That is the example. Those are those that we are to emulate, not the corrupt politicians that the media highlights 24/7 a day. No, they want to normalize you. They want to desensitize you. They want to adjust you to the standard where you're just dumb, useful idiots. And that's exactly their end aim. That's their, folks, and if it wasn't true, why was there a Barack Hussein Obama? Why is there corruption in the government? Why is there corruption in the church? It's because of what you tolerate. Because America, if you didn't tolerate, our forefathers didn't leave us the example to tolerate it. But because you tolerate them, you encourage them. And I'm not going down that road right now. But again, the example that we have set before us is a Christian example, not to actually submit ourselves to tyranny in any sense of the word, but to actually deal with them. We were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in rugged arms of fearless men. Did you hear what I said? Fearless men. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As a small business owner, the world offers an abundance of obstacles, especially now, that just crush my spirit. I believe that's against what our founding fathers had intended for a hopeful nation and a hopeful people. Having Christ as my hope and redeemer, I know we have the victory. And finding Bradley on Sons of Liberty Radio has encouraged me to take heart, remembering who we are in Christ, and to be ready to stand up boldly in the face of oppression.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Talking about the founding forefathers meant to unite by dividing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Well, to those that have ears to hear, it's been pretty clear. To those that don't, you're probably confused. I want to tell you that confusion is not of God. It's time for you to repent, put your faith in Jesus Christ. Read Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, and put your faith in the Christ. Let the law drive you to the cross where it can do no more. Acts 20, verse 21. Again, we're talking about the forefathers and the founding forefathers of America meant to unite by dividing. But they did it for the truth's sake, not for the lie. Nor did they omit the truth. They added the truth for the very purpose of dividing the wicked from the just. And that's why America is set on a pinnacle concerning other nations, and we have been for the last 240 years. Listen carefully to John Adams. John Adams wrote this in his diary, entry dated February 22nd, 1756. He said, "Suppose a nation in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, like that of our forefathers, John Locke, Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone. But suppose a nation, America, in some distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience, that means with knowledge, to temperance, self-control, frugality, and industry, to justice, kindness, and charity towards his fellow man, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. John Adams said, what a utopia, what a paradise would this region be. He said if all men were to take heed to the word of God. The founding forefathers meant to unite, friends. They meant to unite by dividing. Don't ever forget what I'm telling you right now. Because it's better to be divided by truth than to be united in error. And that's what they're trying to bring about now, a mixing pot, a melting pot. And I'm not going to have any of it, to be quite honest with you. It's better to speak the truth that hurts than heals. It's better than falsehood that comforts and then kills. It's not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God, period. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. And I want to tell you what, friends, I've got this going through me over and over and over again. I can tell you there's a whole lot of people out there that want to be at peace with the world regardless if they're at war with God or not. They would rather stand in the middle and be at peace with men and call themselves a Christian when in fact it's a lack of Christianity. You cannot be set on fire for God and not have enemies. Rest assured. But there's a whole, and I'll tell you what, friends, it's the upper echelon of what you would call the good guys in the professed church. And many of them I know. They don't want to offend anybody. They would rather have the majesty on high offended because they don't want to do their job by enforcing the law. Period. Period. Through the keeping of his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, his ordinances. No, can't have none of that. Can't have none of that, man. I mean, if someone talks bad about me, you know. I mean, I gotta listen to some of those commercials when they're talking about when people do a Google search, it can hurt my business, it can hurt my ministry. No, it can't. It's God's business to take care of your reputation. And if you remember right, friends, in going to the Word of God, Jesus didn't make himself of a reputation. He didn't make it for himself. But there's so many of his professed hypocrites. And keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ did, but there's so many of them out there, they just got to be at peace with everybody. And what they call it is they call it forgiveness. Really? Philippians 2:7-9, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Why was he crucified? He was crucified, America, for telling the truth, not the lie. He was obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. But there's so many that just can't take a hit for the name of the Lord. Though Jesus set as an example before our eyes, he was evidently crucified before the world, and we all know it. And why did he die the death of the cross? To redeem man unto himself. That was a demonstration through love. But nope, they got to be at peace with everybody. I want to tell you something. You're an offense to God, and you're an offense to man. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is the very example that our forefathers left us, and when they meant to, and they did unify us by the founding documents, which are so accessible to us today, and also divided. They weren't afraid that it was going to offend King George III. King George III started calling them the Black Robe Regiment, the preachers of the day that were preaching out against him. The Black Robe Regiment looked at as a notch in their belt, as a compliment. But these people today, I'll tell you what, you better not say anything negative about them. And before you know it, they'll be friends on Facebook. And before you know it, they'll be friends, man, because they just can't have any animosity between false doctrine and the one that they claim to hold as being true. No, they love that guy so much, they're unwilling to tell him the truth. And America is filled with nothing but hypocrites because they lack an understanding of love. They have no idea. And they call it the Holy Spirit, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. They even taken on the mentality to call him Beelzebub and the devil for convicting, to bring about men to bring forth godly repentance, because they don't know any difference, because they themselves have never experienced repentance before God in faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, don't shout me down. You know as well as I do, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out. We're kicking the lies out. Truth divides, America. Truth divides. Hey, folks, it's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better to be ultimately succeeded with the truth and to succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with the lie. Because there's only one gospel. And Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. You know, it's also interesting to just kind of highlight and kind of dovetail my point concerning these capitulating, spineless, effeminate men in America and women who they just love to talk their Christian regurgitation with a lack of Christ, let me tell you. They want to sit there and tell you about the love of Jesus, and I want to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, they have no idea what they're talking about. And the love they preach doesn't want to offend anybody, because just think, they might actually repent. You know, when I do high school assemblies across the country, you know what those kids do? Those young people do? They come up to me and tell me, thank you for crossing the lines. Thank you for telling us what nobody else was willing to tell us. Thank you. And of course I'm going to have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 lawless teachers that don't like me. It's my job to expose them with the truth. I mean, if we mean to set men free, then we tell them the truth. We don't omit the truth because we don't want to offend. Hey, folks. The founding forefathers meant to unite by dividing. There is no getting away from what's going on in this country today. And I want to tell you why where we're at today. Because of the conservatives of today took on political speech. They have been browbeaten by a bunch of communists who know exactly what they're doing, and they have submitted to the tyrant instead of submitting to God. And America is guilty of the very things that I'm highlighting right now for the likes of even listening to Paul Ryan anymore, or Nancy Pelosi, or Mitch McConnell, or Barack Hussein Obama, or Hillary Clinton, and the whole lot of them, friends. And we could go back and we could drain the swamp starts at the top. And I'm going to say something too. I know there's a lot of conservatives out there talking about how the left and the swamp needs to be drained. You have to be delusional to believe that it's only the left. You absolute fools. There's not a better way to say it. The right is just as guilty, if in not many more cases more guilty. They have set the false pretense that they're the good guy, when in fact, when you pull the curtain back like I do on the radio show on a daily basis, you'll find out they're more corrupt than what you would call the Democrats or the left, which have no constitutional standing in our country. But yet you talk about them, don't you? Yeah, sure do. You talk about what shouldn't exist. Our forefathers set the record straight. And they gave us an example to follow the Christ, to do what the Christ commanded them to do. They taught us to do the same thing. Because if we do the same thing that they do and did, we're going to get the same results. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. I mean, after all, you should have a desire when you look at the patriarchs of the faith to be like some of them. But let me tell you, if you want to be like Moses, then do what Moses did. If you want to be like David, then do what David did. After all, if you're a Christian, you're after the seed of David. The sure mercies of David order the right and sure. Folks, the founding fathers meant to unite by dividing through the truth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.